I don't like the word evil next to Nazis. I think we need to look at.
Oh, my goodness. Just because you don't like one group doesn't mean the other. But look,
I love Jewish people, but I also love Nazis.
Oh, man. Well, I have to disagree with that.
You know, it's like he had a really cool outfit and stuff, and he was a really good architect. And
so you're in love with the look of it.
And he didn't kill 6 million Jews. That's just like factually incorrect.
Oh my God. There's 3 hours of that. 3 hours of that. And like I'm listening to it going, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. But this is the anti-Semitic craziness being spewed by Kanye West, who, of course, appeared on Alex Jones' InfoWars. And when you got that guy pushing back, it's like it's honestly, it's a world of craziness. You know, I love Jews and I love Nazis. Hitler's got value. I mean, honestly, it's nutty. And he has now been kicked off Twitter, not for that crazy rant, but then after he did that 3-hour rant, he tweeted out an image of the swastika blended with the Star of David. So, look, this guy needs help. He needs help. And I don't think anyone's actually looking out for him, but he needs help. And a lot of people will say, well, who cares what a celebrity thinks? Why are you talking about Kanye West? Don't give him a platform. Normally, I wouldn't. I don't care about celebrities. I don't talk about this kind of stuff. But when you've got someone that influential, even though he's kind of on the back end of I think, you know, going down the drain. But look, he still has millions of, he's got huge influence. Huge influence. So when he talks and he puts out that kind of rhetoric, it is very dangerous. And so you have to speak up, condemn it, because otherwise it gets normalized. Remember that polling we talked about in the United States where they had 63%, I think the number was, of millennials. They don't even know about the Holocaust. They don't even know it's a thing. So when that guy says they didn't kill 6 million Jews, what he doesn't even realize is that it wasn't just Jews. They killed people of color, gays, anybody that didn't fit Hitler's view of the perfect race. And that is, again, what he's fueling. Let me talk to Avi Ben-Lolo, founder and chairman of Abraham's Global Peace Initiative. Thanks so much, Avi, for coming on.
Good morning, Alex. Thanks for having me.
Look, I mean, you can chalk this up to a lot of nuttiness, but the problem is, it's when the nuttiness of this becomes mainstreamed. And that's where we're at this point. I mean, it's not just one or two things. This is being spread to millions. So when people say, just don't talk about it, what do you say?
Look, we have to talk about it. We have to educate now more than ever. It feels on a daily basis that there's a tsunami that's growing. And it's not just against the Jewish community. When he says things like this and he glorifies Nazism in these cases, it's offensive to us all. Why is it offensive to us all? Because as Canadians, as Americans, as people who live in the West, we went to fight the Nazis in Europe. You know, hundreds of thousands of Allied soldiers were killed in action defending Europe against the Nazis. And so this is offensive to everybody.
Yeah, and a lot of people are just saying, well, he wore some black hood. That is a very specific, so that black style hood that he was wearing that makes him look ultra nuttiness is covered in his face. He was wearing a black hood over his face. It's the Black September Killers. This is the thing that they donned while slaughtering 11 Israeli athletes at the 1972 Munich Olympics. So he's going all over the place now, talking about Netanyahu, which is fine. But then, you know, he's talking about supporting Russia. He's just talking about crazy things. What do you do with someone like Kanye West? Now, I don't believe in cancel culture or censorship, but his comments are not just fueling the ignorant. They're fueling the far right that are just loving this.
Yeah. Yeah, look, I mean, I agree with you. I don't believe in censorship either as a matter of, you know, as a personal matter. However, in this particular case, I think number one is the media needs to stop giving him a platform because he's using the platform to spew this hate speech. And as you rightfully pointed out, he's got a massive following. You know, everyone says 30 million Twitter, but, you know, he's got probably millions more. And so even if a fraction of that base of support becomes motivated to any kind of extremism, violent or otherwise, that is dangerous for us all. You know, somebody could walk into a synagogue over Saturday having been motivated by him, you know, and do something heinous. And so, you know, we need to stop giving this person a platform. The other thing is, and I know that this statement that might be a touch controversial, is I think we need to stop excusing the mental health issue. Yes, perhaps, obviously, he does have an issue. However, you know, I often hear it when it comes to terrorist attacks. Oh, that person, you know, had mental health issues. You know, we need to stop excusing that, because it's also a lot of people have mental health issues, but you don't see this kind of behavior. And so, you know, I don't take kindly to the mental health excuse. This person, you know, we have to qualify him as a racist, anti-Semite, someone who is very dangerous for the social good, that needs to be stopped, and stop giving him a platform on the media.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I don't talk about him. I have not really touched this subject. But when you hear comments, and they're not just a few of them, when he is like glamorizing Hitler and trying to big him up and putting out blatant, you know, lies, I think we have a role that we have to condemn it and explain why it's wrong. Having said that, on the other side, you know, in this country, you know, you got Omar al-Gabra, you've got Elizabeth May, you've got all these leaders of parties. They're appearing in a photo. I don't know when it was taken, probably in the last couple of nights. They're standing with an overtly anti-Semitic organization that praises the killing of Jews, praises, you know, is a Holocaust denier. Yet he's invited to Parliament Hill. They're all taking pictures together. Now, I'm not one of those people that will jump on, because I know that politicians find themselves around a lot of people who have very questionable character, and we only find out after the fact. But when we're talking about Elizabeth May, I mean, she has said some pretty crazy things of late. And I look at it and I think, when are people like this going to be called out? Because it's not enough to say you're against anti-Semitism when your actions suggest something quite different.
Yeah, no, and I'm glad that you pointed that out, because, you know, you would think with all the situation with Kanye West and the increase in anti-Semitism, you know, that parliamentarians of all people would be much more careful. And to have seen the picture, and I'll tell you, the anti-Semitism is one thing, but what concerns me even more is that they did it on the, you know, what is called the Nakba Day, or the day that the UN partitioned, Israel. And so it's supposed to be really a celebration of Israel. And in the end, it's really undermining the modern state of Israel, which is an ally of Canada. Now, if you want to stand with the Palestinians, that's fine. But think about this. They're wearing a headscarf, you know, that says Palestine on it. Now, just last week, a Canadian 16-year-old was murdered by a Palestinian terror cell. That's number one. Number two is the Palestinians have what they call a pay-for-slave program, which rewards terrorists for hurting and harming Israelis and murdering them. You get rewarded for that. And number three is Palestinians haven't had a democratic election in almost two decades, you know, with Abbas still there. And so you look at all that. Does that really adhere to Canadian values? Is that whom Canadian parliamentarians should really stand with? Is it?
I don't know. When Elizabeth May, you know, it is just fine to show solidarity with the Palestinian people. That's not the problem. It's when Elizabeth May says something as idiotic and as crazy as, I don't take my marching orders from anybody other than the Palestinian Authority. It's like, excuse me, what? You're a Canadian politician. You don't take your marching orders from anybody outside this country. And frankly, why she's not condemned for anything of what she does. It's not cute. She's not funny. Frankly, I think she's quite dangerous.
Yeah, well, look, us in the Jewish community, we're continuously critiquing and criticizing. But, you know, it doesn't make a difference to some people. They just hold on to these ideologies that are not correct. And that when you think about it, would you ever stand with the Taliban? Or with Iran? No, you would not. And so, people have to be a little bit more critical about who they're standing with and call out for accountability. You know, the Palestinians are imprisoning dissidents. And people who are speaking out, would we allow that in our country? We would not. And so I think our politicians need to behave like Canadians adhering to our values. And I'm very disheartened this week, and that's why I'm speaking a little bit more passionately about this.
Nonetheless, we'll keep talking. Very much appreciate the clarification. Okay. Thanks so much, Avi.
Okay. Thanks, Alex.
That is Avi Ben-Lolo joining us here. He's with the Abraham Global Peace Initiative. Again, I'm not going to give Kanye West a huge platform, but I will damn well condemn him when it should be.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.